So I'm going to start off with a quote from Maya Angelou, which she quoted in an interview with Oprah on her 70th birthday. She says, being a woman is hard work. And I know some of the guys in the room are probably like, what? Being a man is hard too. And I totally agree. You know, especially, you know, if you weren't raised with like the tools that you need to move forward in life with the curse that is going to throw your way. So today I am going to refresh everyone's memory about the physical and emotional changes that the body goes through as we grow and go through life. Hormones. Hormones is a regulatory substance produced in an organism and transported to tissue fluids such as blood or sap to stimulate specific cells or tissue into action. Basically, it's the nervous system. Okay, I know this looks crazy. I'm going to explain it all. So the secretion, because we're just going to talk about some hormones real quick. The secretion of the folic stimulating hormone, also known as FSH. It's hard for me to say those three together. But, and the luteinizing hormone, also known as LH, is releasing factors from the hypothalamus so that the operation of drive from the hypothalamus is indicated. The role of the hypothalamus in puberty is controlling sexual development. The brain. We're going to talk about the brain because, as we know, it plays a vital part in our whole life and our whole journey. So, I can't say this M word. Does anyone know it?
Which one?
I mean, the A-M-Y.
Amygdala.
Okay, that is responsible. Because I've been pushing the button, like trying to keep saying it, but I can't get it. Amygdala. The amygdala that is responsible for immediate reactions, including fear and aggressive behavior. This region develops early. However, the frontal cortex, the area of the brain that controls reasoning and helps us think before we act, all of that is like delayed when you're a child. Like it doesn't even fully develop until you're 25, actually. Mm-hmm. So, other changes in the brain are like when you're going through adolescence, which a lot of us have already went through and have children who are going through, like me. The brain cells are making pathways so that the nerves can develop and just all connect so that everything can start happening. And this usually takes place around puberty, which is the topic that I chose to speak about today. And the reason I chose to speak about puberty is because I am the mother of four daughters and all of them are going through puberty, even my nine-year-old. So my household is crazy. And it really is. It's like girls going wild. And on top of their friends, because you know I'm popular in the hood. So it's like a whole bunch of hormones in my house and I'm constantly having conversations. And as I have these conversations with them, it kind of makes me think about what I was going through as a teen. And it starts at age 8, and I'm going to give you a bit of where I was at age 8. So I got taken from my mom when I was 5. So at age 8, I was in runaway mode. I hadn't seen my mom for a while, so I was like trying to run away from foster care. So I was like running away from foster care. At the time, you know, I was going through like the smelly armpits and getting teased in school. The school found out, you know, I was a foster kid, you know, so it was a lot of that. By the time I was 9, I actually attempted to run away with my foster cousins who taught me how to hop a trolley, which wasn't the best thing to do. And the reason why is because I got really badly hurt. So as we hopped on the back of the trolley stopped and they told us to get off. Of course, we got off, but as it moved, they hopped back on. So as it's going, now the intentions are I'm in Southwest Philadelphia. I know that I'm from North Philadelphia. In order for me to get to Southwest, I can have to take the 11 trolley to get to City Hall to get to North Philly. This is what they taught me from the age they was teaching me from 8 to 9. So we get to the trolley, but they jumped off. I never knew that they were, I didn't mentally prepare myself that they not running the way I am. So they jumped off the trolley and I was like, what? I jumped off too. And I was in a coma for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I almost broke my neck. I sprained my neck. And when I woke up and went home, which what I thought was going to be back to foster care, it was actually to my mom, who was still on drugs, and she had my little sister who was in foster care with me, and we were no longer in DHS. They just threw it all out. Like, I don't know. They probably thought she was going to sue, like, the city and everybody in the world. But my mom was still on drugs, so of course she didn't do anything. So moving forward, the drugs kept going. The behaviors worsened. I was a fighter. I took everything out on fighting until I got into boxing, which actually was like, they actually thought that boxing was going to make me, like, you know, go ham on it. I already was going ham, but it actually showed me how to, like, reel it in and I could, like, redirect my energy, you know? So boxing really helped me, but still I was having trouble, like, with just my hormones. And by the time I was 12, when I got my first menstruation, my mom had got arrested for 2 years. I was being cared for by my uncle, who was homosexual. Now, I don't know if that mattered, but I just felt like I couldn't talk to him. If my stepdad was there, who wasn't even my dad, I felt like I could have talked to my stepdad. I don't know. I just felt like my stepdad was locked up too. So I just felt like I didn't know what to do. So I didn't really do it. I was like, it was just horrible. I wasn't doing the right thing. I didn't have nobody guiding me. It was a secret thing. So by the time I turned 14, my aunt found out. Mind you, my aunt is blind. Like, legally blind. So somehow she found out, like, girl, you've been guided. And she showed me what to do. So by the time I was 16, I ran away. I ran from Williamsport to Philadelphia. Like, I took the bus. Like, I went in the safe and stole, like, my state ID. I transferred my job. I was working at KFC Taco Bell. I transferred my job down to South Philly, and I convinced my boyfriend, let's go. So I say all of that to say that was a vital move that I made. And a lot of those mistakes that we make as teenagers, we don't realize how they affect us as adults. And still to this, like, I wound up having a baby with that guy, and, you know, you thought it was all good. And right now, I can't even get him to take care of my daughter. I'm doing fine taking care of her, but it's just even just calling her or texting her or popping up on her or things like that, you know. So I constantly am reiterating with the girls, like, y'all have to be conscious of the decisions that you make starting now. Like, even as far as curfew, like, my one classmate talked about, who is not here today, and I can't remember her name, but, like, even things as, like, curfew, you know, the fighting that is going on. I know if you guys got social media, you see it, you know, and my girls be on my, if, you know, they've been on there too, but like that, you know, my girls have been going viral for fighting too. And so it's a big constant thing, because overall it's the hormones, and it's, no one's really teaching them how to deal with the hormones, how to deal with conflict without being physical, you know? So I'm constantly going in, trying to teach him everything I can and everything I know from everything I learned from my life experiences. So according to the doctors at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the website, CHOP.edu, which is where I got, you know, almost all this information, when the hypothalamus starts sending these signs for puberty, it works as a team with the pituitary gland, you know. So they are a team, and all of these hormones they gang up together, and they connect the nervous system through the endocrine system. The pituitary glands are about the size of a pea, but they play a huge role in our growth, in our reproductive system, and everything like that. Yes. So, the thyroid and the pyrethyroid? Anybody could correct me if I'm saying these things wrong. I've tried to remember the pronunciation, but it's really difficult for me, the medical terms. But the thyroid, it helps that aid the body in controlling the hormones, which I don't know how much it's doing in my house. I mean, I don't think that part is really working. I'm gonna be honest. But seriously, but when they all gang up, it starts to create, you know, puberty. So yeah, and those are all of the things that are working together that I just mentioned. I had to find a picture from Google to kind of put it all together to give you a better visual. Of course, this is when the estrogen is produced in women, which gives them breasts and their menstruation, pubes. Oh gosh, the girls are asking about shaving. I'm doing shaving. We working. She did the heart wax.
Maya
did the heart wax. I just ordered some from Amazon. Not because the girls are girls are asking for razors. So it's like, okay, we don't. My nine-year-old, she has pubes too, and everybody else is on the same wave. So I feel like I might as well just do it all together. Like, let's just all have a one watch, because it's a lot. It's really a lot going on. And then we'll think that we're having a conversation privately, and somehow she'll get air and be like, "Well, what was that? What were you guys talking about?" It's like, "Oh, you know what? I might as well just do this all together in one watch, and then just keep reiterating as I go along." It's going down in there, I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's really going down. So, you know, this is just a visual of the parts that are starting to grow. Yeah. We all went through it. So, okay, so as you know, based on this, the stages of brain development, adolescents are likely to act on impulse. The prefrontal cortex is the last part of the brain to mature, as I mentioned in the beginning. That is responsible for like decision making, judgment, reasoning, self-control. These kids don't have any of that. No, they really don't. And I'm just like, it's just every time I'm like, when I was doing this, I was just thinking like, wow, I really learned a lot, because it really helped me to understand what's going on with him. I know that this puberty and this kid's going wild, but it really helped me, like, okay, this is a lot. It's just a lot to even say. So I can imagine, you know, and at the time I was dealing with a lot of stress when I was younger. So I don't know, like, you know, how, you know, the part that played, they're not really dealing with no stress. They don't got no stress. They just hormones for them. So that's why I'm like, I'm able to just to see that full force. So, yeah. This is what I'm going through right now. It's when my daughters, they feel independent. You know, one of them, she wants to have a relationship. She doesn't even have a boyfriend. She's just like longing for love. And it's just like a lot going on. And in African-American households, where you're from America, they always say like, okay, this is the point when like they're wet behind the ears. They think they know, but they have no idea. Or they'll make statements like, they're smelling themselves. Yes, that's exactly what's going on in my household constantly. So even boys go through this. I don't have no sons, but I got three brothers, and they was going through it. You know, it was about, one of them was really thin, and the other, I got identical twin brothers. They were like really beefy and bulky. They got muscles, and you know, I just saw the difference in what was going on. Like, they were skinny too. They just got muscles. He didn't get muscles. There was a lot going on in the house, competition, the testosterone, learning about the alpha males, and because it was just a lot of competing going on. Yeah, with them. So I am aware that boys also go through this as well. Conversations. It's time to talk. You know, I don't know if you have children, a child that's going through it, a niece, a nephew, a cousin. Nobody really talking to the kids about what they're going through. We just like, you know, they going crazy. And they are. And the part of the reason why they are is because we are not doing anything about it. You know, like, we know they're going through it. We know school is teaching them about it. But what are we talking to them about? How are we connecting with them about it, sharing some of our childhood experiences, some of our faults, some of our mistakes, some of our misconceptions that we had when we were younger, and you know, we found out later in life was the truth. So like, I probably do it too much. My kids can't stand it. But I mean, I feel like it's my way of like schooling my daughters. Like, they have to know, because then they get these misconceptions from their friends, or this boy that they sneaking and talking to, or this girl that he's sneaking and talking to, or yeah, it's just really not good. So I'm going to go into this quote from, once again, Maya Angelou. And as you can see, she's encouraging women to just be strong. And she's informing us that we're all going to have trials and tribulations. And I'm going to apply this to men as well. But I can only speak for women. And I feel like us as women, we have it a bit more harder. And I know you probably, is, once again, like, what? Girl, we got it hurt too. But I'm going to say that motherhood, like being a mother and a daughter, and raising children to be successful, and is not easy. Not even childbirth, and you know, the whole thing. I just feel like we got it a bit harder, and it's on us a bit more to make sure that we send in productive members onto society, you know. And that's what I'm trying to teach my daughters, that, you know, you can't be running out here crazy and being wretched, because eventually this fighting, once you get a certain age, you want to gel. And then once you want to gel, that's going to stop your bag, mamas. And once you get a certain age, my bag is for me. You know what I'm saying? I just be trying to keep it a bean with them. This is my slogan. I keep it a bean, no in between. Period. And, no, seriously, because, like, I feel like when my kids were younger, I sugarcoated everything. I wanted to just shield them from everything. And then I moved into the projects. They ate us up, okay? They ate us up. The kids, they know how to fight. They know how to argue. You know, they was just running in the house crying all the time. It was just like, okay, they don't know nothing about nothing. So I had to let them know what it is. And it's a whole world out there. And the only blanket of comfort you're going to get is the love in this house. That's it, you know what I mean? Like, other than that, you're gonna be on your own. And I learned that the hard way when I ran away at 16. You know, out there thinking I was grown, making mistakes that I'm still suffering for today. So, with that being said, I know y'all weren't about them three P's from the beginning. Y'all know I was gonna get right back today. So, that's all you was thinking about? Right, so the three P's are being a patient, persistent person. And, you know, you can switch it around to being a patient, persistent parent, you know, as a daughter, mother, sister, friend, classmate. Life in general is about being patient and persistent, you know, and that's what I'm doing while these girls are going through puberty.